All right, everyone. Thank you for coming. This lunch presentation, this is session 142, Mormon Food Studies in Trump's America. I am your moderator, Drew Osler, and our presenter today is the lovely Geralyn Hasselpool. So just a couple housekeeping. So it'll be about a half hour for the presentation, then Geralyn will take Q&A after, and then we have about 5 or so till 2 o'clock, and then we'll clear out for the next session. But Geralyn, she is a digital artist, a print production specialist, founder and who runs Queer Meals in Provo. She lives in Provo, a mile from my house, thankfully. It's very nice. Where with her family, she works with the local LGBTQ community. And if you know Geralyn at all, besides her being amazingly creative and funny and warm-hearted, you know all the good work she does for the queer community in Provo. So today, she's going to give us a humorous look at the food habits of Mormons. So give a warm welcome to Geralyn.
Thank you, Drew. Oh, Micah's here. Excellent. How many people here have seen my presentation before? Okay. Okay. Well, the jokes are the same, so. Sorry. Don't leave. It'll make me feel terrible. My name is Geralyn Hasselpool. I like to use Hassel because it makes my parents crazy. That's my maiden name. And they're like, you're ruining our good name. Anyway, sorry, that's beside the point. This is probably being recorded. They might hear that. Okay. It's all right. Sorry, Mom. My dad will be cool with it. I'm here to present facts about Mormon food. Some might call them alternative facts. I prefer my facts to be bipartisan and that they are for both men and women. If you've seen my previous presentations, you'll recall that I used a laptop to project a PowerPoint presentation, and this time I'm using an overhead projector. This is because people complained that my data was made up. So in the interest of full transparency, I have printed my data on transparencies. I have also found that people do not seem to take me seriously. And I know, right? All my education. And my guess is that it's because I'm a woman. So I also have a beard. And I hate wearing this, never mind. And then, but I also have a beard permit from BYU. Totally legit, because I do live in Provo. Okay, I'll put those away. All right. Let's see. So what I lack in the elegance of a PowerPoint, I will make up for in the cold, hard data of the food habits of the full spectrum of the Mormon people. So I think it's important for me to make a disclaimer here. There are approximately 3 swears. There is some drug content not in me in the presentation. There's at least 1 mention of poop. 1 slide is considered the... Oh, now there's 2. And the 1 slide is considered the most scandalous slide in the history of Sunstone. I recently wrote 57 thank you notes to Mike Pence for Make America Gay Again Barbecue, sponsored by Queer Meals. And I am liberal American fork. That's... I'm sorry. Yes. Isn't that what that means? Okay. Let's see. Also, here, another part of the disclaimer. Some of these jokes are old. American fork. Because 2018 was the year we started Queer Meals, and I have no free time. This is my therapy. All right. So, let's see. I'll skip that one. Let's see. No, I won't, because now everyone's going to be annoyed that I skipped it. So I do like to come up with alternative titles to my presentation, because Mormon food can be kind of boring for people. So here are some of the ideas that I've had about alternative titles. There's that one. I know, okay. It's my favorite. Okay, and that one. And that one, which somebody told me was sacrilegious. So, and then I have some more here. That's for conference weekend. Okay. Okay. So for some background on me, I achieved my BMI at a young age from craft. This is my education. I went on to perform some undergraduate work at a Royal Sandwich Shop, and I did some postgraduate work in dairy studies, and recently my husband and I relocated to Provo, Utah to start an MLM about essential herbs. Oh, my husband's in the back saying, yeah, we did. One of us is drug-free. Okay. I am currently on a world tour. These are all the places I've been. And so, yes, we are here today. Just kidding, Lindsay. So I'm here to talk about Mormon food. And when I first started my studies 5 years ago, that was when the Obamas were in the White House. And so I tailored my information after Michelle Obama's plate program, because that was easy to understand. And this is what Michelle Obama was saying that people should eat. So as I'm studying what people have been eating, I noticed that Mormons in 2014 were eating these kinds of foods. They're drinking 10% milk. That's gross, not the net. So, and then there's an interesting, sorry, let me put this back up there, an interesting breakout called Mission Food, which breaks out like that. Can you see over there? Can everyone see okay? Because sometimes my giant head is in the way and my ego, let's be real. Okay, Mission Food. Okay, and then but then it's interesting to break that down, too, from Utah. Utah Mormons are different. This was in 2014. Utah Mormons were doing a completely different thing. And then in that time, I was living in the mission field, so I was able to do some studies out there in the mission field. So sample size of one, me. All right. And then also, this is what the apostates were doing in 2014. The data does not lie. Okay, and then this is what the feminists were doing in 2014. And then also, oh, I'm sorry. I'm now talking about Boyd K. Packer's three favorite factions, the feminists and the gays. This is what the gays were doing in 2014. This is the scandalous one. There's one that's worse now. Okay, maybe two that are worse. I don't know. They keep asking me back, so. And this is the intellectuals in 2014. Oh, post them. Sorry. Remember we were all massaging our kale salad thinking that was good? All right. But just me? Okay. So then in 2016, an interesting thing happened, and that white people elected Donald Trump. And and Donald Trump decided that the food studies should move from a plate to back to the pyramid theme that we are all familiar with. So this is Donald Trump's food. That's what he's super into. Yes. All right. So then, but I don't like that format, so we're going back with the plates. So this is what Mormons are eating in 2017. This was a year ago. Sorry, I guess I should be taking some more time with these. Okay. And then this is what Utah Mormons we're doing in 2017. There's an asterisk because Mormons won't say a cuss. So, okay. And then if you'll notice, there's an asterisk right there. And that's because what Mormons in Utah are drinking now are... And then this is what the mission field has been doing since then. So, yeah, okay. And then apostates, there's been a shift. Here we go. This is what a... But the apostates are the one who will admit to it. Okay. And then the feminists, there's also been a bit of a change. One thing I've noticed in my data for 2018 is that we've moved from herbal teas to kombucha. So, yeah. Okay. And then this is also the gays. It's some new things there. Did I hear someone be horrified? I love it. I'm not satisfied until someone gets angry and walks out. Okay. And then this is, oh, Brother English. Brother English just took off. Okay, and then this is the intellectuals in 2017. Yes. All right, and then, so one of the cool things that's been happening since I moved to Utah is that I've been able to study in depth more people. So actual people that we know. So like here's Lindsay Park. This is what Lindsay Park is eating. And then also, like, hey, Lindsay, this is the way Lindsay's keeping in shape these days. She also likes pickles. And I want you to think about it, because, like, this is how we know Lindsay's way into pickles. Let's see. This is Natasha Helfer Parker. This is what she's eating. Uh, and you're back. And then this is also how she's keeping in shape. Okay. And I believe Ryan McKnight is here with us. This is what Ryan McKnight is eating. All things that leak. Not a lie. Also, this is how he's keeping in shape these days. Okay. And then, so I should preface this next one. When I presented the same thing in St. George, and John Dolan told me he was sad that I didn't include him. And I said, I like to get people's permission, which is kind of a lie, but anyway. And he said, you have blanket permission to make fun of me at any time, so, because I have really thick skin. And my only regret is that I didn't get that in writing, because that would have been an awesome slide. But I can't talk to him because he's blocked me on Facebook. But and when I presented this then in Phoenix, and he had a photo of this like within 30 seconds, so of me putting it up there, so he's aware. He's not gonna block me again. Wouldn't that be hilarious though if he was like unblocking me just to block me again? Oh, and then apparently this is how he's keeping in shape these days. It's like me and running, right? Okay, anyway. I've been able to have a new study here. This is Jonathan Streeter. I don't know if everyone knows the man who wrote the hoax apology about racism in the church. So this is what he has been... some groans. I don't know if everyone's familiar with the pie from the movie The Help. Yeah. It was full of poop, okay? I don't know. Okay, and then this is the slide for progressive ex-Mormon sexual predators. I've been told that they're taking a lot of Xanax and crying their fake tears. So that's for them. Also, important, because it's important for them to know that time's up, because the women are talking. All right, that was... that was my one political statement. Okay, this is Grace Poole. Some of you met her. She also works with Sunstone. This is what sustains her. Puns, a mother's love. She'll never admit to it, but it's true. And then this is how she's keeping in shape these days. Yeah. Right? Okay. And then Jeff Poole, my husband, I don't know if he's in here, probably not. This is one time he drank a soda that had a mouse in it and he didn't know for 3 days. And then he didn't tell me for a week because he thought he would get sick. So he waited. Anyway. So yeah, that's a long story for maybe another time. And then I don't really know what he's doing, pirate stuff. People often ask me what I'm doing, and this is what my food looks like. Yes. And then this is also this third. This is how I seem to be keeping in shape these days. Okay. This is my enemies. And this is what they're doing. Okay, and then every time I do this presentation, I get people saying, you should do my food, and then they proceed to tell me their super boring food that they eat. So this is for everyone who asked me to add them to my Scientific American Fork presentation, and then tells me exactly what they eat. It's so now you're all included. All right. This is my a woman in my ward, who actually it's every woman in Utah County. Let's be real. This is what she's lukewarm chocolate because no hot drinks. Yes. Peas in the pod. Okay. And then that's what every woman in Utah County seems to be doing. Every woman I know. All right. And then I have, I was able to figure out what Brigham Young was up to. This is what, those are all euphemisms for vagina. From the 19th century. I'll wait and let everyone read them through. They're very good. Yes, Mrs. Fubb's Parlor. It's a good one, right? Yeah. Okay. And then this is what he's doing to... Oh! Some people didn't like that one. And then... my good friend Josh Weed, who's not here, this is his. He's divorcing his wife. So this is what he and I have been talking a lot, and this is what I know that he's getting into. He likes the mango smoothies. And yes, this is what Josh is up to. Oh, I don't know what happened to his. Anyway, he's keeping in shape by swiping right. Or left. Oh, here it is. Bam. There we go. And then also we have the Quorum of the Twelve. This is what they're doing. Strudel, there's an outlier. And then this is what they're doing to keep in shape. I got to add more to that after ordering women, like protect LGS children. All right. And then this is the Quorum of the 70s. That's what they're eating these days. Jim. And then this is what they're doing to keep in shape. Oh, come on, it's because the 70s. I feel so... The key parts, okay, whatever. It's all right, whatever. Tough crowd. All right, so Micah's here. I do have a study on Micah, which is entirely weed and bong water. So, but I took it out because I didn't know you would be here. So in the beginning of the year, there was that big controversy about Pepsi. When they said that, or not Pepsi, but they said that Doritos were not, they were for men, right? Remember that? Because there's too much of a residue and they made too much noise and they were going to make chips for ladies. That's old now. So an interesting development with all of my food studies is that I was contacted by someone to talk about the sacrament, because what they realized was that it was leaving no residue and making no noise. And so obviously the sacrament was for women and we can't have that. So they asked me what I would do to make the sacrament more friendly to men. And these are the suggestions I gave them, that we move to pork rinds and barbecue sauce, or Pop Rocks, which is interesting because then you have the ability to add a sponsor in the ward bulletin. Okay. Or there's this one, celery and peanut butter. Anyway, so, wait, where did we go? So, what's interesting, there's some notes that I've given them, that, and they're going to announce this anytime now, I'm sure of it, because that's how things work. So, women and children will still be served bread and water, but in a separate meeting that will take place in the parking lot immediately after sacrament meeting. Deacons will preside over this meeting, as the rest of the priesthood have a lot of great and important things to do. Boys may partake when they turn 12, as well as non-member men and boys over the age of 12. And an exciting new opportunity, girls ages 12 to 18 will be asked to hand out the napkins. And the name of this new program, Sacrament Helps All Men Everywhere, we're calling it Sahame. It's catchy, right? Okay. Let's see. Some interesting food trends that I'm working on right now. That I'm seeing, pickles, right? And then, test tube meat. I'm on the cutting edge, you don't understand. All right, fermented things. And here's another one. Hyper local produce, that's like whatever's in your yard. Wild edibles, and then that seems to be, okay, and then one of the other things that happens is I get asked a lot of questions, surprisingly. And these are the most frequently asked questions. Can I still get to the social cane if I have less than 10 cans of cream mushroom soup in my food storage? The answer is no. It's no. It's in the Doctrine and Covenants. You'll have to look hard for it, though. And then here's this one. Not really a question, more of a statement. I have a lot of stuff with vegan cheese, I'm sorry. Okay, and then there's this one that's super popular right now. And then this one. The law, right? Okay. And then here's this question, which followed up with that. So that is the science of Mormon food. Let's see. Oh, I got that one. Okay. So I will now open the time up for questions as directed by the Spirit. Does anyone have any questions for me? Yes. Well, that's clearly terrestrial living. Next. Anyone else? When I was a kid, I don't like raisins in my oatmeal either, but I'm headed straight for the telestial kingdom. Yes. Okay. Last summer, we had a lovely man from Canada come live with us who taught my husband how to make garage hooch. Same recipe. And he's all, it's really good, like a dry wine. I'm like, it looks like gasoline, but okay. Anyone else? Any other questions or comments? I made a child cry. It's perfect. That's how I like to end all of my presentations. Thank you very much for coming.